Good afternoon. It's 4:04. I'm Kimberly Daggy with WMRA News. The parents of Deshaun Perry have called for stricter gun laws and improved mental health services. The announcement was made yesterday at a news conference in Perry's home state of Florida. Perry, Lavelle Davis Jr., and Devin Chandler, all students at the University of Virginia and members of the football team, were killed on November 13th on the charter bus returning from a D.C. field trip to Charlottesville. Two other students at UVA were wounded in the shooting and later released. The fellow UVA student and former football player charged in the shooting has a preliminary hearing set for March. Virginia regulators approved plans this week for how Dominion Energy will pay for its offshore wind project. From partner station WHRO, Catherine Hafner reports.
Dominion applied under the State Corporation Commission last year. It's been a long process since then. Environmental groups, state officials, and others all weighed in. The company reached an agreement with the Attorney General's office this fall, and the SEC's ruling now approves that. Dominion plans to build 176 wind turbines off the coast of Virginia Beach. They say it'll cost almost $10 billion. The new SEC order estimates the total cost will be more than double that. Regulators say it's likely to be the most expensive project taken on by any utility in the country. Dominion will pass on the whole cost of the project to customers if it stays within its own estimate. If it ends up costing slightly more than that, the company will split the bill with customers. If the project gets closer to $14 billion, Dominion has to foot that bill.
Catherine Hafner reporting.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, a company committed to making privacy online simple. DuckDuckGo's app includes a private search engine, web browser, and email protection with one download. More at DuckDuckGo.com.
Appreciate your listening to All Things Considered on your NPR station. Listeners supported WMRA.